All right. Without any further ado, welcome to Project Object, the music of Frank Zappa, here in Troy, New York.
Necessarily be a good thing. So this here is Andre Chumley on lead guitar, lead and background vocals. Dave Johnson on bass, lead and background vocals. Glenn the Crusher Leonard on drums, percussion, lead and background vocals. Robbie the Sea Hag Moncano on lead guitar and background vocals. Eric Sluggo Smallgard on keyboards and background vocals. And who can forget, what show would be complete without the three and only Mr. Napoleon Murphy Rock?
How you guys doing? Welcome, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. A special welcome to all you ladies. Thanks for coming down and mixing yourselves in there to add a little continuity to the visual. Yes, indeed, Bob. And here's some more continuity. Here's some continuity that you can add to the visual. Mr. Ike Willis, ladies and gentlemen.
Right here, live at Mercer.
Show on the road. Ooh, there you go. All right, let's get this show on the road here.
They pay you good for the stuff that you do.
You know, I can't complain when those checks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy.
Oh, yeah?
And I want my beer, so you just buffer back up, my devil. Do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man. I mean, I am the devil. Do you understand? Just what would you give me for those titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little, contract here. Well, you know to sign a contract, you gotta be able to make a deal. So what can you do for me? I mean, I'm the devil, man. I mean, I've made deals with the best of them.
Yeah,
Hitler,
yeah,
and, you know, Faust, and, Stalin, and, you know, Bill Clinton, and George Bush, and, Madeleine Albright, a whole pack of these motherfuckers. motherfuckers. Yeah. What can you show me that's new, man? I mean, come on.
I don't know about new or anything exciting, but...
Well, yeah, I mean...
I have two things that interest me most.
Let's see. What could that be?
Not Punchin' Judy, no. Not Charlie Brown and Lucy, no.
Heavy Duty Judy?
No, not Heavy Duty Judy. There are two things. Two things that...
Telecasters and Stratocasters.
Well, yeah, no, there are those, but... There's only two things that pique my interest in this case. Your titties and your beer. You understand?
Okay.
There's only two things in my life.
Not even Jesus juice?
No, Jesus juice.
Oh, jeez.
No. Man. He left town yesterday, no Jews here. But look, there's only two things that are, that will, as they say, get her done.
Okay.
For me.
What could that be?
Only two things that will get her done.
All right.
That is titties and beer. Titties and beer.
I can't abide by that. The terms of my contract. Oh, jeez. Was the titties flop flopping, triggering all around the world. I got three beers and a fistful of dimes, and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you, clown. And she gave us the figure, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he fought it. I bet she ran right over the cliff.
Thank you.
Say, because we don't like lawsuits, we get enough already. Ahem. But allegedly, Michael Jackson would give his little visitors a little Jesus juice. Because, hey, Jesus drank wine, so He called it Jesus Juice, so go figure. But this is a legend, and you know, these people are trying to make money, so who can sort truth from fiction? Anyway, we're going to sort some things out right now. We're going to go back to an album we're going to feature a couple times tonight. The first album that Ike Willis did with Zappa, something called Joe's Garage. And had we known there was going to be so many young ladies here tonight, we would have actually had a totally professional wet t-shirt contest, but guys, you're just going to have to use your imagination, but next time, you know, we'll try to work something out. So, rubber. That's the nickname he uses, rubber. Tonight, so we'll just see if we can get her out here next time. We'll be right back. Where's Mary? We do, of course, have an age requirement on our wet t-shirt contests. Maybe next time. That's the only complaint we can lodge, is that we can't do them all. Although you motherfuckers would probably stay here if we did three long sets, wouldn't you? It's frightening. Then we'd really never get any sleep. We almost never get any sleep now. 20 shows in 21 days. Actually, tomorrow night, we're over in, where are we? At Nectar's in Burlington, Vermont. Not too bad of a drive. Come on up. I just talked to someone who drove here from Buffalo. So, I mean, you know, that's nothing. You know, friends are up from Schenectady and from New York City, all over the place. So, tomorrow night in Nectar's in Burlington, Friday night, we're in the Iron Horse in Northampton, Mass. Home of the Tits. Also, big lesbian community there. We love it. And Saturday night, we're down at the Snow Pony in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And a lot of other dates. We're a very word-of-mouth oriented band, so please go on our website, projectobject.com. If you used to be on our email list and you dropped off, we had a hard drive problem, so go back on the website, sign up again. And look at the dates. You might have a friend in Pittsburgh or Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, or Baltimore. You know, or near Buffalo. Send them out to the gig, because you know sometimes a lot of you find out by word of mouth. And you know, how many people found out through word of mouth here, or someone emailed them? That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, man. Thanks for checking the email. So please return the favor. Go to our website. Spread the word for us, because you know we're not on the radio. We're barely in the press. We need your help. So we're going to rest our throats again and do a little instrumental here that was rarely done on Zappa Settlers. So here we go.
I don't want to take a shower.
what? Since we're so close, he's the river hag. Any body of water will do. Mercury credits or not. Well, we're gonna... No cyborg. We're gonna segue right now to a song that we've premiered on this tour. It's a song that Zappa first released as a single. You can also get it, a different version on Your Two Is, and another version on the Lost Episodes for you completists and historians. By the way, for you historians, we got a little, we got a merch stand out front, hopefully you've seen it. And we got a great book by Greg Russo called Cosmic Debris that goes through all the minutiae and facts and figures and times and dates and stuff. So see if you can stump them. There's some amazing stuff in there. But you can find out when this single came out, exactly to the day, and all kinds of stuff like that that you shouldn't ought to know. We're gonna do this now. It's very timely as we enter the third year of this fucking $1 billion a week war. I tell you, folks,
it's horrible.
Even if you're all for it, I want to ask you at the break, how the fuck are we gonna pay for it? So anyway.
$87 billion.
That's right.
$87 billion.
$87 billion for the first year and a half, perhaps. But we're gonna this goes out especially to any of you with teenage kids, and here we go.
What would teenage win? Ready?
No problem.
Wasn't really out, bleeding dirty and the cold.
Hide your kids, hide your youngins, folks. Hide your youngins.
And all kidding to the side, folks, of course, every day we think about those troops out in the sand there. We hope they come home real fucking soon. Safe and sound. And we hope they're paid what they are deserved. And Congress on both sides stops fucking around with their money and their pay and their benefits. I keep reading about these soldiers. They're defaulting on their houses because they can't pay for it. So check that shit out. Call your senators, call your congresspeople. Support the troops by fucking paying them.
I thought Sam was a threat.
All right, on a lighter note. Why does it hurt when you pee? Because you don't have health insurance, like 45 million Americans. See how I can turn anything into politics? Well, you should get that thing checked out, dude, if it hurts when you pee. We really can't help it. Now, we do have some more Joe's Garage for you later, so hang in there. This one's a waltz, though, so we're going to bring it down. Everybody pick a partner and dance along.
People like you.
No.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Just making sure you're still awake.
Yeah. What's that? What's that?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Feedback's too loud.
Dogs from miles away jumped out of their sleep.
That's right.
Well, why don't we journey back to the Roxy and Elsewhere album? Or journey sideways, because in Frank's world, time was, of course, immaterial. Face of a cave and attempting to lure the long forgotten Osama bin Laden out of his cave.
Yes, my friend.
Come on, Osama.
It's me, Osama.
Where are you?
Hello, my friend. What is the time of your dream, my friend?
Here, Osama.
Yeah, baby. All that you did.
They ship the parts to mama and
Andre Chumley as the voice of reason. Needs 335 in his monitor for these next two tunes, please.
Not the frequency, the guitar. Hey, I just saw some graffiti.
Sure got a party mouth.
I just saw some graffiti in the bathroom. It said PFM. One of you guys write that? No? That's as obscure as it gets. Winner, did you write that? Alright. We're gonna continue on here. We're gonna, as we promised, we're gonna get back now to the Joe's Garage Collection.
Yes, we are.
Questionable legality it may be. We're gonna perform something right now.
Wait for
this
it.
Grand work.
Wait for it. Ready, boys? You got it? Leonard, you got them? One, two, one, two, three. Screaming, sowing again.
think it is that blew the fuck out of me. And there's still a long time to go before I pay my debt to society. And the spring like ring to tick to see the need of me. I've got it. I'll be selling as a drum. I'll run it off into the twilight realm of my own secret thoughts. I lay on my back until dawn and I'm sitting in a tiny state. Dream of guitar notes that would irritate. Michael Jackson kind of guy.
Wait.
Andre.
When they were singing on Michael Jackson's head, but that was only a bunch of imaginary notes I played. 'Cause a little exception that we made our way from day to day.
Well, that's all.
Great one moment when the audience starts yelling for Sluggo. Let's hear the Sluggo,
bro. Managed to make it through the first week of the tour almost without having a black eye, too, so.
Thank you.
Chicago.
Thank you.
Well, not bad. Pretty good so far, huh?
Home?
Oh, yeah. We're going to leave now, huh?
We're in New York where there's no curfew. I like that. We got a few more for you, though.
To the Joe's Garage album one more time. No, a little bit faster than that. Ready? Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm from Boston. Shut up.
Sort of from the 76 tour, the FC Oz album. Who's got that? FC in Oz. About 8 or 10 of you. Well, the rest of you, get the hints to Zappa.com where you can find all about this record. It's a great record. Check this out.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh,
through this shower. Michael's going to try to convince the prosecution.
Get her done.
Jack Montano, Eric Sobel's father, and Napoleon Murphy Rock. That was our boys. Thanks for coming. Love you guys. We'll be here soon. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, guys. You guys are wonderful. See you later. Oh, Tito, isn't it romantic?
Thank you all so much, Troy, New York. And by the way, Troy, where's Helen? No, not tonight. It's Carolina Hardcore Ecstasy Hag. There you go. Overlap the symbols. Alright, well, you guys and gals too, you've been so kind to us tonight. So we're gonna do something special for you right now. Make sure you sing along. So your horse at work tomorrow.
A couple of something specials.
Yeah.
depressed and deranged. I am perfectly here, but very little change. I am the tool of the government and industry too. I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but the stuff that I said, I make you think I'm delicious. But the stuff that I say, I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? You will obey me when I lead you, and it's the garbage that I feed you. And the day that
Project Object. That's a quartet that we do. in between the tours, so look out for that. If you're not on our mailing list, go to projectobject.com or sign up outside there, and we will see you in a few months. Take care of yourselves, stay safe, and don't take any bullshit from any politician from any side. Ask some questions, folks. Stay well. Thank you.